Fairbanks residents turned out strongly earlier this week to speak out on natural gas service applications. The Regulatory Commission of Alaska held a hearing as part of its review of applications from Fairbanks Natural Gas and the borough's Interior Gas Utility. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, cheaper, cleaner energy is at stake.
Fairbanks Natural Gas, a private company that currently serves 1,100 customers in the core area of Fairbanks, has applied to expand its service area, while the recently formed public Interior Gas Utility has applied to provide service in an overlapping area that includes North Pole and other suburban parts of the borough. Dozens testified at the Regulatory Commission of Alaska hearing, agreeing that expanded gas service is needed to reduce the cost of energy and improve air quality, but opinions differed on the FNG and IGU applications. Fairbanks resident and business owner Mick Killian was one of several who spoke against giving Fairbanks Natural Gas a monopoly.
I don't think the Fairbanks Natural Gas has honored their commitments to the community, and I'm not sure that you people have policed them properly. In 2004, the Pentex application to acquire Fairbanks Natural Gas stated that they would add 115 miles of distribution, have 5,800 customers by 2013. They have 20% of that.
Fairbanks Natural Gas has struggled with a limited gas supply from Cook Inlet. The company and the IGU are mobilizing now following state legislative approval this spring of hundreds of millions of dollars in financing for a project to truck in gas from the North Slope. Others who testified at the RCA hearing spoke well of FNG, saying the company has the infrastructure and experience to expand service quickly and strategically. Longtime Fairbanks resident Julie Duquette told the commission private industry is a better source of gas.
My concern is that the government gas utility will expand distribution to locations that are not cost-effective and cause rate increase for everyone.
Duquette also expressed concern that the IGU will rely too heavily on state support for laying distribution lines at a time when additional funding will be hard to come by. Another testifier, John Cook, chief financial officer for J&J Development, which owns several Fairbanks big box store properties served by Fairbanks Natural Gas, said adding another gas utility would be a bad thing.
And looking at the applications that you have in front of you, I guess one thing I have a hard time getting my hand around is how having two competing entities with duplicative plant and duplicative general and administrative costs will be less expensive to the consumers, businesses. That just, as a CPA, it just doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Cook said getting expanded gas service quickly is key to securing pending large retail development. Longtime Fairbanks plumbing and heating contractor Jim Gibbertoni spoke on behalf of Fairbanks residents he said need gas the most.
I've sat here and watched Fairbanks Natural Gas come in, and that was a good thing. But I also watched the pipeline go over to Box Heaven and just bypass my subdivision and many other subdivisions. And the last time I read certain documents in this country, it says we the people. It does no good to bring the gas to the cherry pick to the high profit people if you aren't going to bring it to the people of Fairbanks, the actual people. I'm talking about running down the intersections and going into the subdivisions and bringing gas to the people that make $40,000 or $50,000 a year. Those are the ones that need it more than anyone. Those are the ones burning the wood.
Several people expressed hope that FNG and the IGU can partner to expand gas service. The IGU was formed by local government to facilitate getting gas to more borough residents, acting as a nonprofit, tax-free financing conduit. Input from the session will be considered by the Regulatory Commission of Alaska to make a decision on FNG and the IGU's service applications. A ruling is due in October. Many who testified urged the commission to expedite the process. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.